This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Oh.
I'm over here pulling up pictures from Buck's Wild.
Welcome back into the
show. I was like, this is Alice A. He's like, oh. Can you see it, Nicholas?
I can.
That's Alice A.
I can.
Should I show the stream?
Works really well on radio.
Yeah, I'll show the stream. If you're on the stream, you can go look at Alice A. Yep.
Very nice indeed. Yep. Welcome into Usual Suspects, hour number two. Jerome Solomon subbing in for new daddy. Wait,
new daddy.
Not a new daddy when you've already been a daddy, but a new addition to
the Blank family. Household. Congratulations to them. Really happy to hear everybody's
all done
healthy.
Good. Everybody's healthy and good to go.
He sent pictures. Baby is adorable. So thank God it looks like Lisa.
It's a baby.
Yeah, but you know,
people use it for comedy. Because it's a good comedy, they are ugly baby. All babies are cute now. No?
Nah. Negative.
Really? No, there's some ugly ass babies.
Babies
in this
all
world.
The babies I've seen are cute.
Man, no, you're just being nice. There are some babies.
When last time I was nice?
Well, that's true. Not to me. Hell, I don't think ever.
Well, I can see you being an ugly ass baby.
I was cute, man. You're crazy. I don't know what happened, but for like 3 months.
Off, you start off strong.
For like 3 months. Yeah, my head was misshapen. That's the thing. They come out, like even the picture Joel sent, like the baby has some like crust on it. Because, you know, I mean, it's a baby. It's a newborn.
I mean, he didn't wipe it down?
No, he didn't, but you don't get it.
He sent you the fresh picture?
Yeah, no.
Right out the oven?
The baby didn't have no crust on it.
Yeah, it did. Look, Nick's getting the phone. Look. There's some crust on the nose a little bit.
Like on the bridge of the nose.
But it's super cute, though. She is super cute. But, of course, my OCD is going to notice that. They couldn't have cleaned that baby better than that.
Saying, you got to wipe the baby down.
That's what I'm saying. I don't blame Joel and Lisa. That's on the hospital.
You can take a pre-clean photo.
You see it now?
You don't share that. You share the...
But he did.
You
like,
share the photo
I'll
after
show
it's totally
you,
clean.
I'll show
and then
you
the
photo.
The wife got her makeup back on and all
no,
that.
No, she's not
then,
doing all that. I don't think... No,
that's what they do.
Oh, really?
I've seen that, like, you know, with because they want her, you know...
Yeah,
they
don't of course.
Her,
you want,
they don't
you
want her to look at herself and get depressed.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But
And some women are very sensitive to...
Very sensitive.
...to the look during and after...
That's right.
...pregnancy.
No, you're right. Did you see it? Did you pull it up?
Maybe.
And?
I can't believe y'all.
Got a little crust on it?
Possibly.
See? Possibly? You just zoomed on past it, didn't you?
Man.
See? I wanted to see, look how cute this baby. What the hell is
you
on to, that baby?
I felt are. Like you zoomed in.
No. It's right there.
Here we are trying to celebrate the,
we
beauty,
are celebrating.
The beauty of life.
We are celebrating because it is a super cute kid.
The addition to a family, this miracle of... You know, this wondrous thing.
Yes, don't you, try to make this something it's
and
not.
And you calling it Krusty Baby.
No, I... God, I hate you so much. No, kiss my ass, Jerome. I did
baby.
Not... No, look...
Not beautiful, sweet little angel. Not darling, lovely, sweet thing. It's Krusty Baby. From now on, the baby's Krusty. Don't show me this Krusty Baby. I'm not participating in your Krusty Baby games.
The baby is super cute. Like super cute, so it's definitely I'm. It's so cute. I'm even wondering if it's Joel's at this point. He's gonna kill me. I gotta do this while he's out.
He's not gonna be happy with you.
It's too cute. Like the head is normal size. It's not huge. There's no way this is Joel's baby. It's cute. It's got a normal size head, normal face. Yeah, there's no way.
Beautiful baby.
Yeah. Very much so. He should be proud.
Is Joel's head a little bit disproportionate?
He's got a large head. Although I did find out we're like an eighth apart in a hat size. So I was like, damn.
Really?
Yeah.
Because his head definitely looks bigger.
He's a 7.5, and I think I'm a... Well, he's a 7.5, and I have two different hats. That one's a 7.75, and one's a 7.25. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on there, but... Not far apart, which I would have never guessed that.
Your head matches your body.
What you trying to say? I don't know what that means. It's big?
Your head built like Curly.
See, I hate you so much. Why is he even here? I don't know. Oh, my God.
You can thank Joel for that.
713-780 is coming. Joel got laid. 7137 about 9 months ago. So 713-780 ESPN is your number. You can text us there as well. Join us on the H&RP hotline. Catch us on social media, obviously. At Barry is funny. I'm at Jerome Solomon, and Mr. Sharara back there is the producer, Nick.
Yep. Somebody did have a question for us on the text line. They said, a question, Barry, is the 17 team better than this 19 team?
No. But they're more accomplished because they had a parade series already.
Yeah.
But no, this team is significantly better in a lot of ways. Think about it. The guys are all a little bit older, and not older to where they're, past their prime or not. They're into their prime. Bregman just got into the game in 17. Now he's the most valuable player in the American League. Mm-hmm. Should be. You know, Altuve is still Altuve. Correa is now a grown man. He was more of a kid back then.
Yeah.
Verlander is Verlander. Nothing changed. Garrett Cole. I love me some Charlie Morton. Don't get me wrong. But
yeah.
Garrett Cole. That's man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because Charlie Morton wasn't even, like, he was good, but he wasn't like the Charlie Morton of this year in the playoffs. And he was nails. But, CFM.
I bet you they wish they had Charlie Morton tonight.
Oh, yeah, over Zach Greinke.
He came in game 7 last time.
That's true. But, you know, I mean, throughout the year, he had a good year again. But this team is better, and I'll give you three reasons. They have the Rookie of the Year, they have the MVP, and they have the two best pitchers in the American League on this staff,
right,
and then added one of the best from the National League to the staff. Mm-hmm. The rotation is deeper. The back end of the bullpen, I think, is better than it was in 2017. And from 1 through 9, even this lineup is better. When even, you know, with Reddick and all that, is still struggling at the bottom, I still take this lineup 1 through 9. I think they're better in every facet. And all, like you said, they were kind of babies back then. That's why they had to bring in Carlos Beltran and Brian McCann to learn how to lead, to learn how to win, to learn how to be in the moment of the playoffs. But now all those guys have that, and they're, you know, now they're passing that on to guys like Yordan and some of the young cats. But and
that experience, I think, will help them tonight and today as they get prepared for the biggest game of the season, the last game of Major League Baseball season.
Did you see Fox's post game? Because I tweeted last night. I said, listen, the key to game 7 is, so far in this World Series, the Astros have not won a game when they didn't score more than the Nationals. And that's really going to be the key to game 7 in my eyes, right? Just joking. Fox, somebody tagged me on a picture from Fox News. They're on the field. And the crawl, you know, the crawl and all that at the bottom? The thing says, Astros must win Game 7 to win World Series.
Oh, man.
Breaking news, Fox.
That's good job. That's in-depth reporting there, dog.
Astros must win Game 7.
Pure
really?
Analysis.
I don't know. I mean, you know, Game 8 might do it for them. Oh, Lord.
Keep hope alive.
Yeah, that was embarrassing for them.
You got a question on Twitter that I wanted to throw out there that I really wanted to get into. It's from Lenny Jobin.
Yep.
A quick question for Astros fan. If that play on first base last night took place in the ninth inning and then no home run was hit, would you be comfortable winning the World Series like that?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't even a bad call. It was the correct call.
It was the absolute correct call.
I'm saying, even if it was a bad call, I'd be like, well, that's just too bad.
Hey, that's baseball.
That's baseball. Listen, that's the way it goes.
Stuff happens.
You think the Rams were not happy to go to the Super Bowl last year after what happened in New
Orleans? Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, they were good with that.
I would be good with winning 2 World Series in 3 years when a call that was called correctly. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, his left foot ran across the grass the entire line. When you look at the rule,
he was never in the base path
till the very last one. Now, if you want to be on the other side and do that, they don't care. Mm-hmm. But you can't impede the pitcher's or the catcher's ability to throw the ball to first base. He impeded his ability to catch it. That was the right call. If you're a Nationals fan, I get it. It's a dumb rule, but it was the right call. This isn't like the Rams
really
and Saints
not even
where
a dumb rule is one of those that. If you don't have that rule, then people could abuse it and be going down there trying to call. But he beat the throw.
Yeah.
He would have been safe, but sorry, that's just the way the
game
is.
But why not just put 2 bases like softball? That eliminates this altogether.
Mm.
Just put a base on the other side. That way, you know, how many times have we seen a first baseman get stepped on and get hurt? I mean, it happened earlier in the year with the Astros. Wasn't it Yuli that got stepped on? But like, I think that eliminates a lot of the collisions, a lot of the issues.
They've been playing baseball since 1871.
Okay. What would be wrong with it, though? What would be wrong? You eliminate that.
Just go add no extra bases. There's three bases. First, second, third.
Actually, there's four.
No, that's a plate.
That's home base. It's home base.
No, it's not home base.
Yeah, it's a base.
It's a plate.
It is a base.
It's a plate.
It's a base.
It's a plate.
You eating off of it? This is the big. This is our big argument for the day.
Like you don't eat dirt.
It's a plate. I don't know, damn dirt.
It ain't no base. You don't know nothing about baseball, do you?
It is a base. It's one of the four bases.
No, three bases.
Oh my God! I can't believe this.
No. They don't even look the same.
So?
Because it's not a base. It's a plate. That's why they call it
plate. Why do they say you hit a four-bagger then? Huh? Because it's all four bags you got to touch.
No, that's not a bag.
Yep.
That's old folk talking.
Okay. Now you're going to make me Google home base.
There's no such thing as home base. A home base is like a base of operation.
It's the home base in baseball. It's the home base.
It's home plate.
It was formally designated home base in the rule book.
Oh, you back to the white man rules again.
Look, no.
I knew it.
The starting point.
You're right.
See what happens?
You're right.
When I'm right,
you're right.
Then
you're
he
right.
goes to
you're
the right. race card. No. When I'm wrong, he still goes to the race card. He's just happy about it. That's how he is. I don't even know why he's here. Okay?
Hey, this is your rule book, man. Ain't nothing to do with me.
Actually, it's Wikipedia. Everybody knows a black man invented Wikipedia. Look, he don't know.
What's his name? Wiki? Man, Willie ain't been no Pedia.
That was Willipedia. Willipedia.
Willipedia did not catch on. Willie thought he had it. Willie Jones? Man, I know that Willipedia. Back in the day.
The starting point for much of the action on the field is home plate. Officially, plate. Home base.
Plate.
You officially, just said plate. Officially home base. Mm. So you can suck it. All right, I got to tell the people. I gotta tell the people about my bookie, man. Guys, if you want to get action on tonight's game, it's not too late. You can actually go open your account right now, and then you'll be set up for the weekend for college and pro football as well. Here's the thing. If you're going to wager on sports, do yourself a favor and do it with the best in the business, and that is MyBookie, and their website is mybookie.ag. And you don't have to worry. They've got odds on all the games. They got more prop bets out there than any other sports book. And, I mean, they have the parlays, the teasers, all the stuff you might be interested in. But the cool thing is they pay you faster than anybody else. Nobody pays out faster than MyBookie. You get your cash when you want it. They make sure of that. And, yes, they want to make sure it's you so they're not giving your money to somebody else. So they verify your identity. But some of these other places give you the runaround. They take forever. They slow play it. They want to hang on to your cash as long as possible. That is not the case with MyBookie. Nobody pays out faster. And don't risk it. Don't bet with some no-name sports book. Be smart. Who you bet on is as important as who you bet with. I say it all the time. Bet with the best. That's MyBookie.ag. And like I said, if you sign up today before Game 7, if you use promo code RADIO, MyBookie is going to double your first deposit up to $1,000 in free money for you to wager on your favorite teams or part of those prop bets or teasers or whatever you want to do. All you got to do is put in promo code RADIO, get that exclusive double your money offer. That's mybookie.ag, promo code RADIO. You play, you win, you get paid at MyBookie.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN975 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back into the show. No Joel Blank because he is away celebrating the birth of his daughter, and he just posted on Twitter a short while ago The baby is Madison Jennifer Blank.
Great name. You know why Madison?
Madison, Wisconsin.
There you go.
Madison, right. Wisconsin.
7 pounds, 9 ounces. Is that big? I don't know.
Is what's the other kid's name?
Taylor.
Green Bay.
Wisconsin lacrosse.
Hokashoki.
We need to find.
Hey, Hoka, come here.
Okay.
Pewaukee.
Oh, now see.
No, that's what JJ Watt's from.
Pewaukee.
Pewaukee.
Is it? You said Pewaukee.
I said Pewaukee.
It sounded no like
L
Pilwaukee.
There was no L.
No,
it's Pewaukee. P-E. Just one E. Not Pisswaukee.
Oh.
It's Pewaukee. I don't know how they pronounce it. I ain't got there.
Yeah, somehow I don't think Joel is naming his kid Pewaukee. All right?
He loves Wisconsin.
Yeah.
The next one.
Madison
let's
Jennifer.
Let's look up some places so seven, he can name his next kid.
Let's do it. Is 7 pounds, 9 ounces big or small for a baby, or is that about average?
I don't think it's big or small.
It's about average.
Yeah, I think it might be about average. Yeah.
Let's see here. You Google city names in Wisconsin. I'm going to Google.
Oh, here. Oh, this we already done. I already got it. Wauwatosa.
They're not black.
You got to have a black baby and name Wauwatosa.
I mean, that's the one you gravitated to. You tell me. You're like,
this kind of jump out is a good day.
I think my aunt.
Clearly it's cultural.
I think I got an aunt who goes by that. And come to think of it, she's from the Midwest. Oh, my goodness.
Everything's about race to you.
No. When you're on the show, it is. It has to be.
Did you see Kevin Durant with a little E and Donovan McNabb had a brief exchange on Twitter?
I missed it.
Donovan McNabb tweeted out, and give him credit, he tagged Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant with the tweet, but he said, with everything starting to come out about Kyrie Irving and the Brooklyn Nets, when will Durant realize maybe I should have stayed in Golden State? Mm. He's like, boy, I've seen this before. You know, he's with the rub in the chin. He's saying he should have stayed where he was. Durant replied with a real simple one, too. Just relax, McNabb.
That was it?
That's it.
Oh, nice.
I see, that's like.
That's the adult
Kevin
Durant.
He didn't just
Durant.
Say relax.
Yeah.
Relax, McNabb.
Name. Yeah.
You call a man by his name.
His last name.
A black man by his name. His last name. We don't like that.
No.
He didn't even give him a capital letter.
What?
Are we talking?
No.
Don't be calling me my name. Last thing I'm going to be calling is my name.
Don't you dare don't use my name. Don't disrespect me by using my name. Call me by my street name, my nickname.
Anything but my name.
Not your name.
Especially that slave name.
Oh, the last one. Okay, I was like, but your parents gave you your first name. But okay, yeah slave name is the last name. Yeah. Okay, now I got you.
You keep up.
I'm trying.
Since you follow all the baseball rules that was made back then.
Back
for the record.
Uh-oh.
Home plate.
Look, he's Googling it.
For the record.
He's
home plate.
Oh, my God, I've never.
Was actually a plate at one time. It's been,
no, really?
It's been circular. It's been made out of metal. And then eventually around 1899, they said, let's just call it a base and switch.
Like it's supposed to be.
The original. Back in my day, it was a plate. Wait a minute. Nah, that didn't come out right.
Okay,
make
Satchel
me sound
Solomon.
Old.
The original. Back in. Yeah. Oh, man. So it really was a dish, like an actual dish? Like a plate?
It was an actual plate. Yeah. It was, just, it was just anything. They just put whatever they, you know.
Just had whatever they had.
Play with what they had.
Yeah, know? I guess so.
Yeah. They ate the food. They eat toys. Are you looking forward to Eddie coming back?
When the Dolomite the movie?
Well, I already saw that.
I didn't see the Dolomite movie. Is it good?
Yeah, it's good. I'm a Dolomite.
Oh yeah.
I mean, he just
way down in the jungle deep. Oh yeah.
Go on.
I'm not doing it.
Hold on, do the black man. Hold on.
I love Dolomite though.
So and the movie was so bad, but it was Dolomite's movie.
Right, Dolomite's movie. I was going to say Eddie Murphy's was Dolomite, bad, but no, yeah, Dolomite's
Dolomite,
movie Dolomite,
man,
terrible.
And for you millennials who don't know what the hell we're talking about, Dolomite was he was a singer and then pretty much nothing because he didn't make it in singing. He just wanted to be a star, wanted to to do something.
He didn't have a passion for a craft. He just wanted to be famous.
That's then it. He started doing some comedy and he said, I'll just do a movie. And his comedy was okay. And then there was these winos and homeless people on the streets of L.A. And one of them used to tell these old slave stories and rhymes and things from back then. Dolemite took those, reshaped them, and tossed himself into them, kind of wrote his own version of them, and started doing party records and selling them out of his car or whatever. And then he's like, you know what? I'll make a movie. And the movie was and when I say bad, I know you probably like, oh, I've seen a bad movie that was good because it's bad. No, you haven't seen this. Then like the boom mic was all in the screen for half the movie. You know, it'll come in and out.
Oh, bad.
And he didn't know Kung Fu, didn't train or study any, but he's like, I'm going to do some Kung Fu in this movie. So he do this no better than what I'm doing. Then he hit a guy. He opened his trunk one time. This FBI he's allegedly fighting. He hit the guy, and about it was like a pause of about a second and a half, and then the guy jumped in the truck as if he was knocked into the truck. It's hilarious.
It makes Sharknado look like an Oscar-worthy film.
It
was so bad, but it's that was the thing. It wasn't intended to be a comedy, but it absolutely is.
But once he saw people laughing at it,
yeah, then he was like, oh, that's like, what I'm going to do.
This is what we do. We're going to make this funny, and there was a certain, if you're from that era.
Dolemite.
You wanted to hear some Dolemite.
Oh, man.
Some classic
filthy
stuff.
Filthy on stage.
But yeah, but Eddie's coming back. He's going to host Saturday Night Live, and he's going to do a comedy.
Eddie Murphy is one of the reasons I fell in love with comedy. He really is. Like Bill Cosby is the reason, but then it turned me on to guys like Eddie Murphy and, you know, beyond that.
So you want to
drug women
and be funny.
See?
Cool. Like, that's good. Good for you.
That was before we knew Bill was creepy. I'm not saying it was before he was creepy because obviously he was still being creepy back then, but it was before we all knew it. He was still everybody's dad. Yeah. All right? Don't even try it. I hate you. Go to break.
Nothing I was going to say was going to be any good.
No. So, yeah, let's go to break.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
That's what I'm talking about. You don't know nothing about that, do you, Nick? Yeah,
I do not. I'm not even gonna lie.
I know. You've only been with one woman.
Why has it gotta be one?
Good night! I'm out of here.
Oh, the weekend thing, huh? The weekend thing.
Never, ever, ever gonna let that go.
I actually forgot about that. Now I'm gonna have to relive that.
That was a great weekend. I got with Owen.
That's a success for a lot of people.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN.
Especially if you're married.
Apparently.
She's a woman.
You're from one era, a different era. You're right just beyond that. I know you did, probably. You had your mixtape with your mixes with your songs, and you knew, like, by song six, if I ain't round in second,
let me tell you what.
I ain't gonna get to home plate.
What are we doing it twice? Let me tell you something. When I used
to. Hold up. But,
hey, man. No, let me tell you what my play was.
You hit play and just jump right on?
Nope. Here's what I did. You get the Shy CD, put in Shy, and about song seven, they'd hit some New Jack Swing out of nowhere. If you weren't done by then, it was either if you were going with the music, you were going to be doing it like Jackrabbits, or you just had to wait for another slow jam to come on. But Shy had about five, six, or seven slow jams in a row on one CD.
Right.
and that was all I needed. That was it.
That's so amateur.
No, I didn't make. I mean, we had mixtapes and all that.
Are you familiar with the term foreplay? Is that even?
I ain't got time for that.
Clearly, you don't. You got to get done before the CD player.
No, I had a remote on the CD player.
And these little songs run about 2 minutes 30 seconds.
Yes, I got one. Like they have one that's like a minute and a half.
It take you that long to get your shirt off.
Look, that's foreplay. Minute and a half. Let's go next. Let's get this over with. I got things to do.
No, man, you supposed to have a tape with
an assortment of songs. Yes.
That led you from, you know,
it had a crescendo, right?
Yeah, you had the intro, you get going, and you know, and then you work your way up.
About 20 minutes in, she'd be like, "I have to pee." Like, nope, we on a schedule. We've got certain songs that I got to be doing certain things at a certain moment. You ain't got time to pee. You don't have to hold it.
There's an emergency pause button, dog. You can't pause the tape. Now the 8-track tape days, you could do that. So you had to pop the whole thing out and start all over.
That's a big deal. You know, yeah.
Oh, we got to rewind. Put your bra back on. Go back to the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you had to start. The clock starts at zero. But no, you work your way through. But I guess what do you do? You just
No, we're back to you now. We're done.
You just click another category on your phone. Man,
you ain't right.
Do you actually do your own search or you just go with the listed categories?
We've had this discussion with Barry before. I don't really do. I don't. Music is not involved.
No?
But you like music.
I do.
Music can be an important part of the romantic
experience.
Interlude.
Yeah, I've never...
It sets the mood, it gives a tone, it brings memory, it makes him or her, whoever you're with...
Wow.
Well, I guess...
Like later on when they... No, I didn't mean it like that.
Oh, you absolutely meant it like that.
No, I did not. I would have been laughing. You know me. Now I'm laughing. But I'm saying, like, the person you're with, then, like, it could be years later they hear that song. Like, oh, that's Nick.
See? I don't know. Maybe I get so excited that I actually got a girl over a weekend that I don't think about the music.
That's
a possibility.
That's probably why you need some music.
Nick's like, I don't give a damn. You can play Happy Birthday in the bag. I'm banging it out. We're done. All right? Got time for all this silliness? Yeah. Got time for all this silliness? I don't care what you play in the background. I'm trying to get this over with.
Y'all are amateurs. I'm trying to help you out, Nick.
I know, but I just don't. The music thing is just not me. I don't normally. I guess I could just play something on Spotify on my iPhone and like throw it to the side or something.
You could.
Yeah, that is now how the millennials do it, right?
They just put
it on the slow jam station. Because back in the day, that was the other thing you could do. You just put it on Magic 102. After about, 9:30?
Quiet Storm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Quiet Storm came on. You don't have to worry about it. Yeah, you might get a commercial every now and then.
Yeah, they limited commercials.
They did, but you would catch a couple every now and then, but that was all right.
It's all right.
Work through that.
That's when you got to make sure.
Yeah, that's what you got to do.
I felt like all them radio stations were lying about them limited commercials.
No, that was true.
They were long-ass commercials. No,
Quiet Storm was legit.
It was short?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Do they still have the Quiet Storm on Magic 102?
I'm sure they have some version of it or something. Yeah.
It's a staple.
Yeah, but no, I can't believe you don't. Are you a candles guy? Lights? No, not really. Mood?
What's the most romantic thing you've ever done?
I've done the candles thing before, but that was when I was in a relationship. But like being single, I would never do that.
Really?
No.
Really? Mm-hmm. You just put the money on the table.
I'm just trying to get the yes. We're in a Me Too movement right now. I'm just trying to get the yes.
Nick's like, can you just sign this consent form?
Are you sure?
He
hands her his phone.
I am one ugly individual. Are you sure?
It's got a web page. Look, I'm ugly. You know what you're working with? Check yes. Are you a robot? Yes. No. Are you sure? Yes. Please submit. And it's all bing. Oh, I got it. All right, we're good to go.
Wait, stop. You didn't check a box. This box is required.
You didn't acknowledge the I'm ugly box. You didn't. That's so funny. You got to have a whole web form. Yeah. That's wild, man. It is true. It's a whole different.
It's a different world out there being single.
Yeah, but I mean, I can hear some songs and go, oh yeah, that was
so well. Okay, so give me.
I'm telling you, give me the first four songs on the Shy CD, and immediately I'm be like, damn, I can see. Excuse me, I gotta go to the bathroom. I'll be back in a minute. Woo, Lord. Now,
which one of the Shy guys were you into? I mean, no, you sound like you. Just play Shy by yourself. You
sit there. Entire ass. No,
to which song you want me to do this to?
That's just perfect. I mean, that was just a perfect, you know.
I was big. I'd
be baby like, making music.
What's Shy?
I'm
familiar with them, but I don't know.
Nick,
I don't know which
pull
one.
Up if
song.
I ever fall in love,
oh,
either
that,
version.
That's Shy. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I just
if you go to
those
that,
songs that 90s group right around there. Those
it was
they
Shy
all, they
and
all
Silk
fell together.
Shy and Silk and.
Oh no! What? Oh no! Oh, yeah,
I'll be back. I gotta go. that's good baby making music right
those
there.
Those guys, I love that song.
This
I'm not saying
good
that,
baby
but I'm saying
music.
Those the good songs from that era, they just kind of blended in.
Yeah,
those groups didn't last very long. Yeah. So I don't know who they are. You know, I just know.
I was having this debate by myself in the car because Silk came on, and they had a good baby making music. I was like, well, which one was really better, Silk or Shy? When it came to the best baby making music, and I had to go with Shy because that's the CD I had. So I just, like I said, it was real easy. First four or five songs, you were good to go until they hit you with that New Jack Swing. Then it got bad.
And yeah, but the New Jack Swing stuff was it. There was still
it was
time R&B. There.
Yeah,
there was still a time there where you know that these songs they don't even make songs like
no.
Like
that I was stuff I, anymore, I forget I who think. I was saying that to the other day. There's really no good R&B groups anymore. Groups. There's no good. I mean, there's an R&B singer that'll come out.
Everybody's
somebody new.
Individual thing.
Yeah, but there's no good R&B groups.
It's almost. It feels like it's almost a niche now. I hate to say it.
Very much so.
Because you don't really see. It's not. You don't see R&B songs commanding the pop chart like the billboards. Mm-mm. You just don't really see it anymore.
No, you're right. I mean, you know, Boyz II Men was great, and they went more pop. They were R&B, but they were also very pop. But
y'all, the stuff y'all like listen to now is not even about sex anymore, though, right?
It is. I mean, hip-hop industry? Hip-hop, to me, is dominating everything, so.
But they have about like, sex. It's about,
yeah.
It absolutely is about
it's
sex.
It's about hoes, but it ain't about
yeah, well,
sex.
Well, I guess, yeah.
I mean, well, it ain't about love.
Sex and hoes? I guess
about,
that makes a difference.
Love. It ain't about love.
It ain't okay. About making yeah. Love, right?
I mean, there are songs. I mean, you'll see a softer side of these songs, like young hip hop artists that use the auto tune and all that, and they'll have songs about hoes, and then they'll have songs that you know they try to sing about.
Like yeah. back in the day, you could be like, "What's the best song to make love to?" Right. And you would know, like, "Oh, I can tell you if I ever fall in love."
And there would be a list.
Yeah, like what is the best song right now from a new artist that's been out in the last 3 years that the best song to make love to?
That's kind of why we had that debate on the air last time, the Marvin Gaye thing, remember?
Right.
I'm not making love to Marvin Gaye. I just don't.
No, I get that. I get that.
No,
but
I'm just bringing
saying,
that
nowadays,
up because.
Nowadays, what is it?
That's my point. Like, if you were to ask me, I wouldn't be able to bring one up because I'm still thinking of the old ones.
Gotcha.
You don't operate that way, huh?
I don't operate that way.
So the song I was thinking of was
you don't
"Freak
know
Me."
What you missing out on?
Silk, "Freak
Me."
Freak
Me, baby.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Really good. So I was debating.
Like, you go like
Shy,
knocking the boots.
No, no, that's H-Town, right?
Yeah.
No, that's a good one too, though. But "Freak Me" versus "If I Ever Fall in Love." Boy, that's a tough one.
"Freak Me."
That's all. You looking for "Freak Me"? You never heard that song?
Because that wasn't. I mean, I just listened to Shy.
Yeah. Did you like that?
Oh, you hadn't heard that.
Yeah, I didn't really.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. Let it run for a minute. Just let it run. The lyrics mean something.
Oh,
here.
Yeah. The words matter. Yeah, words matter.
Oh, I know this one.
Boy!
Oh, yeah. This one's way better than Shy. Come on.
Oh, now we're going to fight.
I think this one's way better than Shy.
You can talk about Marvin Gaye all you want.
For
you
love,
talk about Shy.
For love making purposes.
For baby making
Shy.
Yeah. Yeah, no, this is really, so you would, if I was having that debate.
Between these two, I would pick
Freak
Silk.
Me? Okay.
Yeah.
That'd be a good, poll for Twitter. Yeah. Better baby making song, Freak Me or If I Ever Fall in Love. But not the acapella If I Ever Fall in Love, the actual one with the beat.
Yeah, I'm just fascinated that they don't do it to music anymore. It's like, man, that's just weird.
Yeah.
I mean, they would
tell me, like, nowadays, people do it and still have their service dog on a leash holding them. Like, they're so sensitive now. I can't have sex without my service dog.
That's called bestiality, bro. That's
how these millennials are. Like, I need my service dog in the room. I'm having a panic attack.
Service dog. Some of these people just want to take their dog on the plane when they shouldn't.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing. Take them all over the place. And I love my dogs, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I know they don't belong. They're not supposed to be sitting up in McCormick and Schmick's with me.
Somebody texted the show. They said, look, it brought good karma for the elimination game in the ALDS, so I'm going to do it again. I'll donate $10 per Astros run today toward Joel and Lisa's diaper fund. Win or lose, go Astros. That's cool of you.
All of that for Madison, Jennifer.
Yeah, that's cool.
Well done.
You got the best listeners, man. They're so cool.
Hey, there's news about the play ball at the Astros game.
Yeah.
We'll get into that when we come back. And I'm going to have a special guest because, well, I tell you who's going to do play ball tonight is the actor Matthew McConaughey.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to have Matthew McConaughey ish on ish. The Usual Suspect.
Oh, nice.
At about right after 3 o'clock.
All
start
right.
Of the final hour. How about that?
I like it.
That's a big time guest. You don't just get that anywhere, but you're going to get that here. We'll be back.
I like it.
So, you want to go out tonight but don't know where to go? Easy fix. Head over to culturemap.com for the latest social happenings going on in the city.
For show, playboy. How can I stun us with these cars? Believe it. You know me.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
The untold true crime drama of the NBA referee betting scandal Inside Game is coming to theaters this Friday. You can watch what happens to one of the best referees in the NBA when he starts betting on his own games and how hard he falls when the FBI finds out about it. ESPN 97.5 wants to send you and a guest to the premiere of Inside Game this Friday at Regal West Oaks Mall, 7 p.m. Caller number 6-713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN. You're going to win a pair of tickets to find out the real story behind NBA ref Tim Donaghy's strategy to make millions betting on his own games. He's a cheater. Inside Game and in theaters everywhere this Friday. Check it out.
Sounds good.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. I mean, we kind of know the story, but I think it's going to be interesting to see how it's portrayed and if any other details. Because you sometimes don't know, but you feel like they're going to probably stay pretty close to the story. Because it's got all the makings of a Hollywood story without having to do many rewrites or fabricating anything.
Yeah.
As crazy as it is.
Exactly, yeah. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Text us, hit us on social media, get in on the show. We're having a good time. Like I said, the reason that Matthew McConaughey is going to do the play ball announcement for tonight's game is because Deshaun Watson of the Texans was supposed to do it, but he's unable to because his eye, I guess, is an issue.
Yeah, I saw that, and I thought, what the hell does yelling play ball have to do with... Put a patch on.
Maybe he talks through his eye. You
know? What kind of weirdness is that?
Eye flutters.
I don't know.
Isn't there a movie character that did that? That like
talked with their eye?
Speak through the eye or something? Or am I making something up?
I feel like you just made that up. Totally.
All right, yeah. Let's move on.
It's like home plate.
It's eye plate, man. It's eye plate. Always been, always will be.
No.
Always was back in the day. That does make me wonder, though, and I know he's got the long flight coming up to London, but if you're unable to come out and say play ball on a Wednesday night, are you going to be ready to play or anywhere near 100% by Sunday? I mean, I guess, and they haven't done their availability yet today, I don't think, or they're doing it probably right about now after practice because they're off on Tuesday, so they go back to work on Wednesday, speaking of the Texans. Maybe his eye is swollen. Maybe he has a black eye. Maybe he's got, scratched eye and it's red and, you know, could be all kinds of things going on.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird because my barber is his barber. So, or his barber is my barber. I think I was there first, actually. My barber is his barber. J. Rowe, Current Cuts. What's up? Just had it today. But today we were talking about it and he's like, yeah.
You pay for that?
Says the bald guy. Says the guy that shaves his head with a Bic razor. Don't you?
Yeah, I'm not bald. I'm shaved.
No, you're bald.
I'm shaved.
That's the same thing.
No.
You shave it bald.
Well, it's
bald, but it means no hair.
It's optional.
You don't have hair. It does. That.
I have the option.
Whether you choose to do it
some
or not.
Some people are bald and don't have a choice.
But they're still
got a
bald.
Choice, you understand
but,
what I'm saying?
But the choice
I'm a,
doesn't.
I'm a man. I'm a man.
All right, Mr. You Solomon. Understand? Don't call me by my name.
I cut my hair because I want to.
Walk
up in here talking about my head.
Just because
you know me like that.
You're still bald whether you choose to be or not. You're bald, all right? MJ was bald. He still had hair, but he chose to be bald. I digress.
No, his hair was falling out.
Yes, I paid for
this. His hair was running away from
his
face.
You know, this edge up. Anyways, we were actually talking about it. He goes, he was texting with Deshaun while I was in the chair. He's like, he's trying to get in and, you know, get a haircut for tonight because he's got to say play ball. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, he's supposed to go. So I don't know what happened because at that moment, this was, I think I was in the chair about 11. So they must have said, look, you know, just come by. We'll do some treatment or whatever. And then they were like, nah, you can't do it, which it's weird because it doesn't make sense. It's just his eye.
No, he got kicked in the eye.
But it's just his eye.
With a cleat.
Okay. Put a patch on it and go say play ball. Do one for the Astros. That's what this is about.
It's big. It's bigger than his eye.
No, you know, there's no risk of re-injury yelling play ball into a microphone unless you just do it wrong. Play out. Like, what is that? That's not. Just go say play ball.
I hate when.
Huh? See, you're such a dirty man. Dirty, dirty man, you. God, it's like Joel never left with all these sex jokes and dad jokes.
You poke somebody in the eye, boy. That doesn't usually end well.
Never, never had to worry about that. No one's ever run the risk.
Once it's in the head, it's in the
head. Never had to run the risk of that happening.
Ball, an adjective. Having a scalp wholly or partly lacking hair.
Yeah, you lack hair.
No. I have, it's very short. It's there. See, if it lacked it,
it's hard to see, bro.
It would be bald.
You.
This is shaved.
No.
The difference.
You don't have any hair, Jerome.
It's there. Oh, there's hair there. It's just shaved.
You shave it off.
It's shaved.
That means it's bald.
Like when you go in and you go, yeah, take a little off the side. Put it real close on the side. That's how, well, that's how the president, oh, you will.
I just say, give me a bald fade. I don't even have to say anymore. I've been there, going there for 3 years.
You just
now.
Sat down and he just.
I just, no, I sat down the first weekend. I actually met him through Joel. They hooped together at the Houstonian? No. At
The Met.
And he was like, yeah, go to my barber because I couldn't find a good barber. And I went and I sat down and he said, what do you want? I was like, bald fade. That was 3 years ago. Never had to say it and nothing again.
Gets you good, huh?
Yeah.
How much you get hit for a haircut?
25. That ain't that bad.
Man, inflation. Yeah.
No, that ain't bad at all. You kidding me?
When man. I was getting the cut, I think the last time I got a cut, it was about $3.38.
That's when you were probably playing 99 cents for gas with your old ass. Let me get 300. I got to fill up this Pontiac. Let me get 300 on pump two and a pack of cigarettes. That'd be $3, sir.
Jerome was definitely at those $2.99 haircut
Bro,
places.
Jerome drove home. Jerome is definitely drive home with a beer and a brown paper bag, dude, and a Pontiac with no seatbelt on. That's how old Jerome is. Yeah, Jerome.
I'll do the Pontiac. Rest of that good.
I don't drive no Pontiac. You're right. Jerome was definitely at like getting a $3 cut at the barbershop. That's why I was like, man, I can get a pack of Bics for that. Do it myself. Get out of here.
$25 for your head.
Yeah, and then I tip.
Well, yeah, you got to tip.
Got to tip, man. You got to take care of your barber.
Man.
That's cheap.
That's
wow. For a good haircut.
I'm serious. I didn't know they'd gotten that
because
serious.
You could get it cheaper, but you get what you pay for when it comes to barbers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, you know, doing TV and all that. I don't want to be on TV with a a whack haircut. I mean, okay, it's whack, but I don't want it to, you know.
Yeah. No, I got you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody shave that meat off your neck. That'd be good for TV. if you've never heard Matthew McConaughey on the radio, stick around. We'll have some of that in just a couple of minutes of The Usual Suspect. 2 hours down, one to go.
Damn, you all right?
Phone's running. In a natural mood, and I'm a natural dude. Then we some
natural fools. Not by the pool, she like my sexy cool mama. This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.